Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. Today we are joined by Belinda Peacock, and we're going to be talking about the upcoming Emory County Paranormal Con, with funds going to the Museum of the Santa Fe. So, Belinda, thank you again for taking the time to come talk with us.
Hey, you're welcome. I'm excited to talk about it.
So this is always a highlight of the fall months in Emory County. It's the fourth annual Paranormal Con, and years 1 through 3, from everything I've seen, were massive successes. It does a good job bringing the community in and also bringing in some tourists, which is always really fun. So let's kind of talk about the schedule of events going through this. So on Friday, October 11th, things get kicked off at noon when registration and check-in starts at the museum. And then the fun really gets started at 5 when Maren Doyle comes to lecture. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, Maren Doyle has been attending our MCO Con for all the years we've had it. And she is a crypto hobbyist, and she's going to be talking about experiences, creatures, and creatures that dwell outside the common realm. So it should be really good.
And that's a really interesting topic that she's going to be covering. And then from 7 to 10, you'll have your paranormal village, and we'll have things like tarot cards, a sound bath, fireside ghost stories. Now, out of those, which do you think you're personally most excited for?
I always like the fireside ghost stories. That's always a lot of fun. And you can come and tell your own stories, so you can bring your own stories and tell them, and everybody has a good time doing that. I've not done tarot cards or sound bath before, so I'm not sure what that's like, but I'm sure it's great.
It's really exciting trying out these different things that I'd say 99% of people around here have never tried. I mean, until this, I hadn't heard of a sound bath, but I'm intrigued by the idea of it. And then you'll have a few events coming up at 7. You'll have an ancestral healing session and a live DJ dance and a costume contest in the park. Can you talk about the dance party for a second?
Well, that should be a lot of fun. I mean, who doesn't like to dance and get their costumes going? That'll be great.
And then a few of these events are paid in addition to the ticket. And one of those is the Hayride Ghost Tour, which is $5 per ride. And they have one of those at 8 p.m., 9 p.m., and 10 p.m. What should people expect from these hayrides?
Oh, these are fantastic. Neil Peacock is the one that's going to host that. And he does a fantastic job. If you've ever been on his hayrides for the Rockfest, that it's about the same thing, and you should really enjoy it. It's only $5 too, by the way. Super good.
That's something he always used to do for the theater department at the high school. So seeing him being able to continue that tradition, it's spectacular. Having gone on one myself, I recommend that you go. And then things end at 10 p.m. with an 18-plus event, which is a psychic ghost hunt led by Laura Summers Davis. Can you explain that a little bit?
Yeah, she's a renowned psychic, medium, and spiritual guide, and she's going to take you through the museum, and we'll see what pops up or who pops up, and it should be a lot of fun. We've done this before. It's really a good time.
And then that ends Friday's activities, but then on Saturday, October 12th, it's another fun-filled day, and that gets started early in the morning, 7:30, with some sunrise yoga to prepare for your paranormal experience. Again, that's led by Laura Summers Davis, and then at 8, a sound bath, tuning into the paranormal, and then at 9, you'll have an ancestral healing session led by Kylie Nelson. What is an ancestral healing session?
Well, it has been said that you have ancestral trauma in your DNA. If your ancestors had trauma, it's in your DNA. And so this will help you to bring that out, heal it, and move on.
And that's exciting to see. And then at 10, you'll have a Broomstick Society tea party. And then from 11 to 6, you'll have a vendor village. You'll have things like face painting, photo booth. Is there anything in particular people should be out on the lookout for at the vendor village?
Oh, we have all kinds of fun vendors coming this year. We've got some from Vernal. We've got some from that are local. We've got all kinds of really super fun vendors coming this year. And we will have Pinky's Barbecue. That will be great, too.
And that's exciting to see. And there's so much going on in that afternoon, too, because at 11, you'll have a crystal jewelry workshop, an energy healing workshop, And then at noon, you'll have Bigfoot eyewitness speaking, Daryl Wilson. And then at 1, you'll have mystical healing cartomancy led by Saval Burr. And at 2, you'll have a group medium session developing your paranormal abilities led by Laura Summers Davis again. Now, she's leading a few events throughout the course of this, but this one looks very interesting in particular. Have you been able to attend the Develop Your Paranormal Abilities?
I haven't. I'm really excited about that one, though. That should be really good.
And it really fits into the theme of the Paranormal Con. And then at 3, you'll have Paranormal Trivia Under the Pavilion. Also, an animal communication workshop. Now, lots of farmers in the area. Animal communication could be huge for people in the area.
It could. Animal communication is big in the area. It should be. That one intrigues me. I haven't...
And then at 4 p.m. you'll have an apothecary workshop led by Mitzi Lopez. At 5, you'll have John Olson lecturing. He's the author of the Stranger Bridgerland series. And then at 7, you'll have a murder mystery dinner party featuring special guests. Now, are you at liberty to say who these special guests are? Is that more of a surprise for the murder mystery party?
Yeah, that's a surprise. It'll be good.
And you gotta love a good murder mystery night. I mean, so much goes in. There's the aspect of, you got the good food, of course, but yeah. Then you also have the theater and investigation aspect of it, so that's bound to be a hit. Yeah. And at 9 p.m., you'll have a spirit box session led by Annie Ovison and another psychic ghost hunt. You'll be going to Mullen Haunted Houses and Cemeteries, so... It's an exciting event, and all of this money goes to benefit the Museum of the San Rafael, which it's an incredible museum. It's awesome what you guys are doing in Castledale, so props to you for that. Now, let's talk about tickets, because I know right now you have a 50% off sale going on.
Yes, we have a 50% off flash sale, so you need to get in. You go to themuseumofthesanrafael.org. /MCO Paranormal Con, or if you just go to museumofthesanrafael.org and click on MCO Paranormal Con, that'll take you in there to the tickets. And we have 4 different ticket levels. We have the VIP Spectre that includes a custom EMF detector for the first 40 who sign up, 1 photo at the photo booth. All 3 lectures are included in all of the packages. So even if you don't do anything but sign up for the a la carte, which is just $5 for the hayride, and then you've got the 3 lectures that go with that. So that's a really good deal. And then it includes all 3 lectures and all of the Saturday workshops, the Broomstick Society Tea Party, and 1 entry to the escape room. We didn't talk about the escape room. That is going to be included in the Paranormal Village. So that will be fun. And 1 drawing ticket. And the drawing includes 1. We're building a ghost hunting kit for the drawing. We'll also have the magic bullet and a spooky fossil specimen in the drawing, so it'll be so much fun.
Yeah, there's so much going on with the Emery County Paranormal Con. Now, Belinda, unfortunately, we are running out of time, but is there anything you'd like to leave the listeners with?
Just be sure and hop on museumofthesanrafael.org /MCO Paranormal Con and get your tickets. You can add things to the hayride and the 3 lectures. You can add things to all of the packages. Just, it'll be priced accordingly. But just hop on there and look and see what's going on.
So much is going on with the Emery County Paranormal Con. That'll be Friday, October 11th and Saturday, October 12th. And Belinda, thank you again for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.